Now when Ish-bosheth Saul's son heard that Abner had died in Hebron, his courage failed, and all Israel was horrified. And Saul's son had two men who were commanders of troops. The name of the one was Banner, and the name of the other Rechab, sons of Rimmon the Beerothite. Of the sons of Benjamin,
for Beeroth is also considered part of Benjamin.
And the Beerothites fled to Gidaim and have lived there as strangers until this day. Now Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was disabled in both feet. He was 5 years old when the news of Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel. And his nurse picked him up and fled. But it happened that in her hurry to flee he fell and could no longer walk, and his name was Mephibosheth. So the sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite, Rechab, and Baana departed and came to the house of Ish-bosheth in the heat of the day, while he was taking his midday rest. And they came to the interior of the house as if to get weak. And they struck him in the belly, and Rechab and his brother Baana escaped. Now when they had come into the house, as he was lying on his bed in his bedroom, they struck him and killed him, and they beheaded him. And they took his head and traveled by way of the Arabah all night. Then they brought the head of Ish-bosheth to David at Hebron and said to the king, "Behold the head of Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, your enemy, who sought your life." So the Lord has given my lord the king vengeance this day on Saul and his descendants. Said to them, "As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from all distress, when the one who informed me said, 'Behold, Saul is dead,' also viewed himself as the bearer of good news, I seized him, killed him in Ziklag, which was the reward I gave him for his dues. Wicked men have killed a righteous man in his own house on his bed. Shall I not now require his blood from your hands and eliminate you both from the earth?" Then David commanded the